From the people who brought you the ceiling fan and the tadpole audio series comes their most self-absorbed show yet.
Mark Jones here, and for the record, I have nothing to do with this new show.
A show about something.
It's pretty much just Kevin talking about himself. I don't really get it.
A show from the heart.
The production quality is pretty poor. I mean, even worse than the ceiling fan.
Find out everything you never wanted to know about the past work of Tadpole Radio founder and industry legend in his own mind.
I think Kevin was bored one afternoon, and then he made this... Wait, I think that's how the ceiling fan was started, too.
Early recordings from Kevin. A brand new podcast from Tadpole Radio. From the Ceiling Fan News Network, it's Hanging on the Fan with McCreary and Jones. And now, your hosts, Kevin McCreary and Mark Jones.
Hello, I'm Kevin McCreary, and welcome to the very first episode of Hanging on the Fan with McCreary and Jones. The world of Odyssey has been somewhat still lately when it comes to the typical weekly half-hour episodes the fans have grown to love. Yet, in the midst of the so-called hiatus, the Odyssey creators have been anything but lazy,
finding creative ways to keep the listeners on the edge of their seats with anticipation.
So much so that some of the Odyssey workers have said that they'll be glad when the hiatus is over, so they can get some rest. During the break, the Odyssey team has written a 584-page Adventures in Odyssey official guide, which has now sold over 8,500 copies. Relaunched the Adventures in Odyssey website, that's witsend.org,
now with a blog featured on the podcast page,
and the live show in August 2008, and much, much more. Now, speaking of the live show, in May 2009, a special CD-DVD set will be released, containing video clips, behind-the-scenes slideshows, and much, much more. Which brings us to the topic of this first episode of Hanging on the Fan with McCreary and Jones. We've been given the unique opportunity to watch and review an advanced copy of the live DVD, so stay tuned because that's coming up next right here on The Ceiling Fan.
The podcast that totally has stuff going on. This is The Ceiling Fan.
What?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. I'm Mark Jones, along with Kevin McCreary.
Hey, guys.
And Brandon Blizzard.
Hello.
And this is a new segment for the Ceiling Fan News Network where we review new products.
That's right, Mark. And we just got finished watching an advanced copy sent directly from Focus on the Family of the Odyssey Live DVD.
Right. They did a live show for the 20th anniversary of Adventures in Odyssey. And they're releasing a CD recording of the live show along with a DVD.
Yeah, so far I've never actually heard an episode of Adventures in Odyssey, but I've heard them do the podcast, and this is my first experience with it, and I gotta say I kind of enjoyed what I heard.
Good, all right, and we'll get into more of that later on in the show, but first, here's a clip from the Odyssey Live DVD.
Yeah, I'm your biggest fan, Wooten Bassett.
I'm your second biggest fan.
And I'm your 18th biggest fan, unless you count my cousin, who is technically a fan of Wooten Baskets.
Oh, that's so awesome. Listen, it was really nice to meet all 400 of you guys, too. And I really like you as well, but I think I'm just going to have to leave now.
We'll go with you.
Yeah, we'll follow you wherever you go.
You will? Oh, boy, my walk-in closet's going to get really crowded. Bernard!
What is it now?
How do I get rid of them?
Wooten, there's one of you and 400 of them.
Uh-huh.
Have you considered running?
Oh, yeah. The old running away from a crowd of 400 people routine, like a politician. I got to go. I need to go faster. Faster. Come on, Foley guy, don't you do Pilates? Faster. Oh, look, now I'm on a horse.
After him, after him.
Oh, I didn't lose any of them. Man, I gotta get some new Foley guys.
All right, so that was a clip from Odyssey Live. And today, me, Mark, and Brandon are going to give our opinion
right here on Hanging on the Fan with McCreary and Jones. We just watched the DVD, came in this special packaging, which I believe came directly from Focus on the Family. Can you believe it?
I can't believe that.
All right, so.
That is insane. That's so crazy.
We don't have any of the packaging. It's a burned copy. It says For the Ceiling Fan directly on it, written probably by Josh himself.
With a Sharpie.
With his very own Sharpie.
It was probably a Sharpie coated in gold.
Probably was. Probably not. Not in these economic times. I'm pretty positive Focus doesn't have a
gold-plated
Sharpie.
You're probably right.
Unless it was donated by Sharpie. Which Sharpie should do that. I believe Sharpie should donate to Focus on the Family a gold-plated Sharpie that writes in gold. But it doesn't. It didn't write in. It wasn't written in gold. Either way, we watched it. And so, first impressions, Mark.
Well, my first impression was I really enjoyed listening to it. And I've been a long-time Odyssey fan. I grew up on it. They brought in some characters from when I was a lot younger. Mm-hmm. They brought in the character Robin Jacobs and Lucy Cunningham Schultz.
Davis.
Davis, yes. Lucy Cunningham Schultz Davis, which are characters that I didn't even realize they would still include those characters after all these years. Because it tends to happen that there's children that disappear on Odyssey.
Yeah.
After a couple of episodes.
Like
Digger Digwillow.
Like Digger Digwillow.
But I enjoyed listening to it, but I didn't like a few aspects about it, and I think we'll get into that later.
Absolutely, because there's things that I enjoyed about it. We'll get into what I liked, what I didn't like, as well as what Brandon liked and didn't like. Brandon, first impressions.
Having never been introduced to this stuff before, I could tell these people knew what they were doing. I like the voice acting. The characters, since I don't really know them or their stories that well, it took me a little bit to get into the story with it, but I really like what I heard.
Great. First off, all right, Mark, tell me what it is you liked most about the Odyssey Live DVD.
Well, I really enjoyed watching the voice acting going on. I enjoyed watching them do live Foley.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't know what Foley art is, it's basically the making of sound effects that you hear in the background, whenever you hear paper rustle or whenever you hear people walking, that sort of thing, it's all done by Foley artists.
Right.
And on the live DVD, we got to see video clips and pictures of the Foley artists doing their work. You know, and they used some really interesting techniques. Like there was a part where the character Mandy Strasberg was going on a never-ending slide in Wooten's version of Wit's End. Wit's End, as he called it. So they had her going on this round slide, this never-ending slide, and she was going, whoa, and they took a microphone and they passed it around her head to create the oscillating effect of going around the slide in a room.
Yeah.
I thought that was really neat.
Yeah. I enjoyed that too. The Foley work was done very well. I know they had a few sound effects on CD, but most any Foley work they had done live, and that was really cool to see on the DVD. I know I was there because I was doing my internship, and so I got to see that live, and I think they captured that pretty well, getting shots of the Foley artists doing their thing, and then you could hear it.
Kevin, why don't you tell us what you liked about it?
All right. I thought that the editing quality was fantastic, which obviously that's what I expect from Focus on the Family, but I know that they took clips from the three different performances and they edited that together, and then I could see that they did some post-production work on it as well, and they really, I think whenever they faded out of the imaginary world, they added some reverb there, and a few other things that they added in post-production that I thought added to the performance. I thought it was mixed really well. There wasn't a single part of it that I was like, oh, what was said? I think through audio, they were able to capture the experience of both the story that was being told as well as the experience of being there at the live show, especially for people who weren't able to go to the live show. I think that the audio itself captured the feeling of being at the live show. And Brandon, as a non-Odyssey listener, what did you like most about the DVD?
I think one of the things that I really like was not knowing any of the characters, a lot of the writing and a lot of the story, I could pick up really quickly. Like some of the story is for the fans who have listened to it for years, but a lot of the jokes and stuff are really universal. They're really well written, and I really appreciated that it wasn't something like you have to know everything about it in order to understand it. And I think it's even better for the fans of it because they understand the jokes even better in the story. And I really like the characters, not knowing anything, especially I like Wooten's character because I think everyone knows that weird, strange person in their life or whatever. But, yeah, I really like
it. For me, it's Mark.
And for me, it's Brandon.
Yeah, so I mean,
so
really,
we're just going around the table. And for Brandon, it's me.
So really, it's everyone to the left. So yes. I like that.
You're right, Brandon. I thought that was good. There were a few things that I didn't like about it, and I don't know how much of this is because this isn't a complete version of the DVD, or if this is the way it is, and I just didn't like, you know, some of the parts, or if I'm just a total jerk. What do you think, Mark?
I think you're a total jerk.
Right.
Well, there are parts that I didn't like about it.
Which parts?
Well, for one, I thought the story was just a little bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they did that so that they could incorporate more sound effects to make it more fun,
right.
I suppose, for an audience watching, so they can show off a little bit of what they know how to do.
Maybe a little more interactive.
You know, I can understand where they're coming from there from that. Yes, they did have interactive parts where it came up on the screen for the audience to yell something or you know, for them to do certain actions. But it was sort of random, I suppose. It just went all over the place. It didn't really have a definite structure. It was more like a series of flashbacks, kind of like if you ever watch Family Guy.
Yeah.
It's just a series of flashbacks joined together by a common thread of some sort.
Right.
But, you know, that's okay for what it is. And it was fun to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like watching it, though, because it was a lot of just pictures. And I think you wanted to talk a little bit about that, right, Kevin?
I did. I think since I see a lot of the technical aspects, since that's what I enjoy, I really... Well, let me explain for those of you who haven't seen it yet. It goes from video, and then it'll jump into still images, which I thought was really random. I felt like maybe they should have picked one or the other. And I think the reason why they did that was for contract reasons. I thought that it would have been better if they would have picked one, if they would have had all slideshow or all video. However, obviously, we want to see the Foley work. Like you mentioned, you enjoyed actually seeing the movement of the Foley work and the movement of the actors. I think what they could have done is maybe animated it a little more, maybe have some movement in the pictures or an outline of the pictures, something that would transition. It feels to me like it was put together faster than it should have been.
It does seem kind of slapped together.
Right. If it were me putting it together, I would have at least had some different movement whenever it comes to the pictures. And even in the bonus features, because there's a slideshow in that, and I thought that maybe it would have been better just to have a little more animation in the slideshow. Now, speaking of the bonus features, I think that's what you wanted to get into, Brandon?
Yeah. The bonus features have a slideshow from the event, like meeting the actors and the crew and stuff like that. And
we saw a picture of Kevin in there.
Yeah, that was another thing that I was a little disappointed about, was that there was only one picture of me and I was kind of in the background. There is a picture of...
Your reflection?
My reflection.
And I thought some of the pictures, they went on for way too long. They had some interviews with fans of the show, and as someone who doesn't know a lot about it, the fans scared me on one level. They did. Like, I think they liked it a lot more than I will ever enjoy anything in life. But... I thought it was cool, though, that, you know,
well,
they have
support. Now, careful, Brandon, because the fans of Odyssey are the fans of our show. So.
I know, and I love you people, but you scare me.
Yeah, you're right. No, you're absolutely right, and you're right.
Now that we've talked about all that, let's kind of summarize it all.
Right.
We'll each give our individual reviews. Now, we have a little review system on this show.
Each of us has an aspect that we focused on whenever we looked through the DVD. We will rate our specific aspect using 1 through 5 fan blades. Fan blades. All right, so Mark, you were focusing on the entertainment aspect.
All right, so from an entertainment standpoint, it was entertaining to listen to, and the video clips were entertaining to watch, and they were informative. However, with the way the story went off on tangents, it just kind of went in all sorts of directions. It was nebulous, but I still enjoyed it overall. So I'm going to give it a 3 out of 5 fan blades. And I'll say, definitely pick up the CD, watch the DVD, and make a decision for yourself. Kevin?
Great. By the way, Mark, that's the highest rating we've gotten on the show yet.
I know, right?
Yeah. So I was focusing on the production aspect of it. As I mentioned before, I enjoyed the editing, the quality. There wasn't any bad edits, and Focus is known for its quality production. I thought visually it was a little lacking, and so I'm going to also give it 3 out of 5 fan blades for production. Brandon Blizzard, you were focusing on what aspect?
I'm focusing on marketability to new listeners, and since this is stuff that I'm not exactly entirely, I don't know a lot about it, stuff that I listened to I really liked, I'd have to start listening to some of the older stuff to get a good grasp of it, but just from the jokes and the stuff I heard and the way that it was cut together, I would also give it a 3 out of 5, although I don't want to because I don't want to conform, but I think I have to for this one. So yeah, I'm going to give it a 3 out of 5.
All right. As we, I'm going to go into the lab.
Let's get Eugene's calculator out.
Yeah, we're going to get Eugene's calculator out and add up and see what this average could possibly be. Since all three of us did 3, then overall rating is 3 out of 5 fan blades. In lieu of what you said, Brandon, I really think this is going to be a good one for the fans. I think fans will love it, especially people who were there. But whenever it comes to people who weren't necessarily there or people who have never listened to Odyssey, this definitely isn't going to pick up any new Odyssey fans with this product.
I concur 100%, Kevin.
However, you know what I think will pick up new Odyssey fans? I think the Novacom series
that's going to be coming out soon.
And we're going to see if we can review that coming up next, the bonus features of the Novacom box set. All right, until next time, this is Hanging on the Fan with McCreary and Jones.
I'm Mark Jones.
I'm Kevin McCreary.
And I'm Brandon Blizzard.
Thanks for listening. This has been a presentation of the Ceiling Fan News Network. Today's episode was not written. It was all improvised. It was produced by KMAP Studios.
And edited down thoroughly by Kevin McCreary.
Thoroughly.
Girly, more like.
Hey, it's Ethan Daniels.
And Phil Jenkins.
April Fools, by the way.
Yeah, Ethan really didn't turn over the show to Regis Blackbeard. That would have been career suicide.
That would have been bad. So, don't worry, we'll be back with the normal show next episode.
And keep your eyes peeled, because in the next couple of weeks, you're going to see the very first Ceiling Fan video podcast.
Oh, man, that's going to be awesome, Phil.
Totally.
Yep. So, just keep listening. Bye.
Bye.